Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Roush, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined by Steve Roush and Jim Thompson. This month we will be talking about the impacts of the Russian-Ukraine war on the worldwide pulp and paper industry. Steve, I think you have seen a few stories on this subject.
Thanks, Helen. I certainly have. International Paper announced that it may sell its 50% ownership stake in the Russian Ilim Group. Other companies have announced that they are suspending operations in or business with Russia, including Sylvamo, Metsä Group, UPM, MM Carton, and Stora Enso, among others. Meanwhile, others have said that they are closely monitoring the situation or sending aid, including Mondi, who has also temporarily shut down a facility in the Ukraine, Alstom Munksjö, J.D. Irving, Sofidel, Arctic Paper, and more. Also, that there are producers and suppliers hiking prices and citing the situation in Russia and the Ukraine and the uncertainty and global turbulence as a major reason for doing so. Sodra, Sunoco, and Kemira are just three who come to mind who have made such announcements.
Jim, have you seen anything else?
Helen, I've been focusing on the big picture. For instance, what if this becomes a wider war? By that I mean involving Central Europe or possibly Finland. To me, this puts the spare parts supply in jeopardy. As everyone knows, the major machine suppliers are in Finland, Germany, and Austria.
Thanks, Jim. We'll come back to this point after this message.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back. Jim, can't mills just make their own spare parts locally?
Well, this is a gray area. Do you want to risk violating a patent? Do you have the drawings? Most of the time, machinery suppliers do not supply detailed drawings or exact specifications of materials of construction. However, I have written about this in the Nip Impressions column for the week of the 28th of March, 2022, but you'll have to wait to then to see that. If we are talking about software to operate the machines, that is a whole other matter. Suppliers are putting locks on software so machinery owners cannot manipulate the basic programs.
What else, Steve?
Well, what happens to environmental, safety, and health considerations if the machinery supplier is not around to support the installation? A machinery failure, either hardware or software, that results in a personnel injury. How is that litigated if the supplier is not available?
What Steve is talking about again is the case the war spreads further than Ukraine. But going forward, I think everyone is going to be looking at issues with offshore suppliers a bit differently. Perhaps, for instance, buyers will want clauses in contracts to protect them from supplier lawsuits if they have to make spare parts locally. Perhaps software coders in the future will be located in a mutually acceptable safe place in case there are disruptions in the home country of the machinery suppliers. There are many issues to consider in this new world of turmoil. It is not like everything we need to run a mill is just down the street. And this is a problem worldwide, not just where one happens to be at the moment.
Keep in mind, we have just been talking about machinery and equipment. Supplies of raw materials and finished goods markets is a whole story in and of itself.
Well, Steve, perhaps we will take that up in a future Wireside Chat episode. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. Papriatello will continue to keep you informed on breaking news and trends in the pulp and paper industry. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.